So it's been an interesting week for me. It's been a long week. We had teen camp this week. And as I tried to find time in the midst of teen camp to suss out what the next sermon in the First John series was, I was reading the passage of Scripture and reading the passage of Scripture and reading it and reading it and reading it. And I just went, I don't know if it's because I'm tired or what's going on, but I can't figure out like what this passage of Scripture is trying to say. And so I spent some time trying to figure it out and trying to figure it out. And I got home from camp yesterday afternoon, and I was falling asleep about every place I sat down, and still couldn't figure it out. And I kept looking at the passage of Scripture, and I said, well, maybe it's saying this. Maybe it's saying that. Like, what is this saying? What is this saying to me? And the more that I kind of just thought about it, the more and more I kind of kept feeling like, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be saying. Maybe there's something else that God is asking me to say, and I'm trying to force myself into something that God is not asking me to do. And so the more and more that I spent kind of in prayer about what God was then asking me to say, I started kind of reflecting on a lot of things. I reflected on this week. I reflected on a few weeks ago when we were on our Ignite Rutland missions trip to Vermont. I reflected upon the stories that I heard in the news. Being away at camp, you don't have really access to finding out what's happening in the news. And so Saturday is when I first found out about this duck boat accident in Branson and these families. And it just started really weighing really heavily on my heart. And just kind of thinking about all of the things that I've experienced and all the things that I hear about in the news. And I just continually got drawn back to one passage of Scripture. And that passage of Scripture is Psalm 23. So that's where we're going to be at this morning. So if you have your Bibles and you're able to turn there, we're going to be in Psalm 23. If you're able this morning for the reading of God's Word, would you stand? Psalm 23 says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So this morning, we don't have PowerPoint slides. We don't have much of a presentation. We have what I feel has been heavy on my heart in these last 2 days of just this need to rely upon the divine shepherd. I know that after a week at camp, after a week of driving around on vacation, after a week on a missions trip, I am just so physically exhausted. You can maybe hear it a little bit this morning. I think I got sick at camp. I don't think it's necessarily that I got sick at camp. I think it's just my body is just telling me, stop, rest. Don't worry, I'm going to be here for Bible Adventure Camp. Hopefully I won't get anybody sick. But I thought it was so fitting. Can you guys get the chorus from Just As I Am back up there? I thought it was so fitting that we sang this song this morning. Because I thought it was such a good representation of where we're at. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. That's how I felt this morning. I felt so empty that the only thing that was filling me up, even just a little bit, was reading the scriptures. The reliance upon knowing that the God that we came to worship this morning is the same God that has promised to be with us, that has promised to be the good shepherd to us, that promises to be with us even in our darkest hours. During camp this week, there was a lot of ups and downs. I was in a cabin with junior high guys, so you can imagine my ups and downs. There was at least more than one point where I asked myself, okay, am I in a cabin with junior high guys or junior high girls? Because it was like drama, best friends, drama, best friends, drama, best friends. And I was just like, what in the world? I was like, was I like that as a junior high boy? Probably, but it was just so interesting to see how God was working in the midst of all of that. How God came into that place and could just be a comfort. On Sunday night when we started, the first night that I was with my cabin guys, we read Psalm 133. And we talked about being brothers in unity. That this week was about being together to protect us from what the enemy wanted to attack us with. That we were praying that God would put his anointing upon us. That like the oil that flowed down from Aaron's beard would just protect us this week. There's this analogy that I heard, and Deb Jordan confirmed it for me, so you know it's true. About with sheep, that sheep can't really protect themselves. They don't really have, you know, I mean, I guess they have like teeth and things, but they don't really have anything to protect themselves. Who protects a sheep? The shepherd. And so the shepherd comes along and protects these sheep. They guide them. They take care of them. And sometimes like sheep can get their heads like in like bushes and like things can get in their nostrils and in their ears. And how do you think you protect a sheep from that? You can put oil on the sheep's head to keep bugs and things and all these things, bad things from happening to it. The oil acts as a protection. And so when scriptures are telling us that putting the oil on, this anointing oil, it's not just, you know, not like beard oil, not, you know, to make yourself look nice. It's this protection that goes on us. When we ask for God's anointing to come upon us, this oil to be covering, this cup overflowing, it is that we are praying for God's protection to be so around us that nothing can hinder us because we know that we are with the Good Shepherd. And sometimes I feel like we just need that reminder. I know that I needed that reminder. So this morning we're actually going to do things a little bit differently than normal. I don't have 3 points. I don't have a bunch of illustrations. I could stand up here and I could talk about the good experiences from camp. I could talk about the missions trip. I want to make time for those things in the future. But I don't think that's what we need to do this morning. There are a couple things that I really feel like we just need to surround each other with love, with anointing, with protection this week for the days ahead. Because there are going to be days that come. Maybe you're already in these days, but there are going to be days that come where the enemy wants to attack us, wants to implant the bugs, the lies, the things that try to bring us down. And it's so important for us together as a community to band together, to remind each other that we are loved by God. That we are community together. That is why we gather here in this place. And so I want to do a couple of things this morning. I want us to be able to pray and anoint our camp staff. Because you guys need it for the days ahead. If you're not aware, this is possibly the last season at Windsor Hills Camp. Because the camp is moving towards selling the camp and doing something different. But in these last days, it's easy to get discouraged. I want to tell you one thing to rejoice. Do you know how many kids we had at camp this week? Just camp, just teens. 180. Plus program staff. We had over 200 people at camp this week. That is an amazing testimony of God's working. But it's so easy to go from being excited about that to then being downcast because maybe the next thing that comes in isn't as good, right? The enemy starts to plant lies and doubts into our head. So we want to anoint our camp staff this morning for those that are willing to come forward. So our camp director, David Blaney, and Joe and Tammy, and any of the other camp staff that work there, or anybody who is even having a connection with the camp this year, you're welcome to come forward with that. The second thing we want to do is also be praying for and anointing any of our Bible Adventure camp workers who want to come forward this morning, because we want to commission them for the work that they'll be doing this week. So I want to do those two things. But I also want to give us space this morning that if there are other things that we feel as a community we either need to lament or celebrate, if you need to be anointed either for yourself or on behalf of someone else because of something that's going on in your life, I want us to make space for that this morning because we need that protection. We need that anointing to come upon us. Because it's not that the oils that we use are anything divine or special. But we believe that God is working through that. We are anointing on behalf of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will be working. And so if that is you this morning, the first thing that I want to start with is our camp staff. So for those that are connected with Windsor Hills Camp, if you would be willing to come forward, spread out amongst these two altars. For those that want to come and gather around these this morning, please come. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Son and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we come before you. We thank you for these that are at the altars. We thank you for the many more who we know are other places this morning. Those who have dedicated many years or even just this summer to serving you. Father, we rejoice in the things that are happening in that place. we lift up Windsor Hills Camp. We just thank you for the work that is already being done there this summer. Father, we continue to pray for what will be happening the rest of this summer and this year. Father, we continue to pray for the future of camping ministries with the New England District. Whatever that looks like, wherever that takes us, Father, we know that you have a plan for us. We continue to trust in you. Father, we just pray for strength for these workers. Father, we thank you that you have called the workers and that these have responded. Father, give them strength for the days ahead. Father, don't let them listen to the lies of the enemy. We rejoice that they're able to be with us this morning. Help them to continue to be in community together, to share the things that they're experiencing as they gather together, as they worship, as they pray, as they share the things that they have concerns about. Father, help us to remember to continue to pray for them this summer. May this not just be a one-time thing. May they be heavy on our hearts. Father, again, you've asked us to be faithful to you. You've asked us to be covenantally loyal to you. And these have made that commitment to serve you in the ways that you have asked them to go. Father, we thank you. We thank you for them. We thank you for their hearts. We thank you for all the different ways that they serve. Father, may their families as well be strengthened together. Whether they have time together as their family or whether they're separated from their families for the summer, may they know that they are loved by their families, loved by you, loved by this community. Don't let the doubts win. Don't let the voice of the enemy be greater than the love of God. Father, it is in your name we pray. Amen. Would those who are here present, who are helping with Bible Adventure Camp this week, be willing to come forward? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, again, we come before you. We just thank you for these, that you have placed the burden on their heart to serve those who sometimes the world says don't matter, who don't have a voice. But Father, you flipped that script. When the disciples tried to rebuke the children from coming to you, you said, "Let the little children come to me." Father, we pray this week that the little children will come. That they will come and that they will hear the truth of your scriptures. The truth about what it means to be faithful to you, to listen to you in a culture and a society that wants nothing to do with you, who praises other gods, who don't know the true God. Father, we thank you for these workers. We thank you for all the hours that have already been put into the preparation, the planning, the hard work, the sacrifice. Father, we pray for this week. We pray that bodies will be resolved to be here. We pray for strength of mind and body for this week. We know that for many this is long hours, long days. But Father, we know that it's worth it, because even if just one child hears the truth of your message, then it's worth it. Father, we pray for all the things that will happen this week. We pray for these workers. We pray for the interactions. We pray that you will open up opportunities to build community and relationship with these children who come through our doors this week. And Father, may it not just end at the end of this week. We know that Bible Adventure Camp will go for a few days. But these relationships, the relationship with you, is a lifetime. Father, we pray for changed hearts. We pray for your Spirit to be here amongst us. We pray for the many more hours that still will be put in this week, that we will be faithful stewards, faithful disciples of what you have taught us, and to help us to teach others those same things. Father, we ask these things in your name. Amen. Would there be one or two who would be willing to come forward and be anointed on behalf of Rise Again and the ministries that they're doing at the racetrack this morning?
Can I just say one thing I'm not sure that you know?
Yes.
We have an evangelism team up at the track. While the children paint race cars, our evangelism team talks to the parents. That team this week had 11 salvations. For the first time, we had two roving evangelists. And both of these ladies are from Connecticut and have never been up to the track before to do this. So they're out giving out flyers talking about our program. They had on the move 5 salvations.
Amen.
So it was worth all of the effort and expense that everyone supported. Thank you.
You in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for Rise Again Ministries. We thank you for putting the desire in the hearts of a few that this was a need in our community. We thank you for the opportunity for this ministry to connect with the racetrack, to minister to thousands of people who they come across. Father, we rejoice and thank you for these testimonies that we've already heard of these 16 stories of those who have accepted you. Father, we pray that this will not just be a one-time thing, that there will be a follow-up and a commitment to following you and serving you, that they will remember the moment that they made that decision. Connect them into the life of a local church. Surround them with love and community. Father, we pray for others this morning, that the other ministries that are happening there this day, Father, we don't know what's going to be happening with the rain, with the race. But as people are in that place, as they gather, as they're looking for shelter from the rain, as they're just wandering around waiting for the race to start, may they come across those who are there on your behalf, that they can share the good news. That they get something more than just seeing a race. They can know how to win the race. To fix their eyes on you. To know that nothing else in this world will satisfy any desire other than you. Father, we try to fill that void with so many other things, but that spot is only for you. Father, we pray for the workers who are there. We pray for the many hours that have already been put in with this ministry as well. Father, we may never see some of these faces, but you know who they are. You know the decisions that are being made. You know the lives that are being changed. Father, continue to be with Rise Again Ministries. Whatever the future of these ministries look like as they continue to grow and expand, we also think of the prison ministry that they have. We just pray for these who are hearing the good news of the gospel in the prisons. That change can happen. That you redeem us. You have had a plan for what you intend us to be. We pray that we can live into who you have asked us to be, because you've already set the example for us through your Son, Jesus. Father, we ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Are there any others? You don't have to share anything into the microphone. But we just want to make space that if there's things that you need to be anointed for this morning, this is a space to do that. Can we play that song again that we played at the beginning of service? As the song plays, if you need to come forward, either to be anointed or just to pray, these altars will be open. When this song finishes, that'll be the conclusion of our service. Feel free to stay and pray or be dismissed. Let us pray together.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin, Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh,
As you wait for the crown, tell the world I